Okay, Rebosai, back to regular schedule. Coming back off of Purim, we are holding on Daf. Well, holding on Daf Hamad Beis. Today's Daf is Shabbos Daf Vav, but we're on Hamad Beis at the two dots towards the bottom. Taru Rabbanon, Hamotzi Mechanut Lepalti Derech Stav. So let's say these are all examples, and it's not really so important what they are. But the example in the Mishnah is a chanut. Obviously, you have a store, which is a rishus yochid, a paltio, which is a street, which is a rishus harabim, and a derech stav. The stav is like one. Is basically like one of these things that people sat on. Rashi writes a makom itstavos sheyoshvin sochrim, like a place where people would sit outside their store and sell you stuff back in the day. But the important details is that you're taking from Rishus Yachid, which is the store, to Rishus Rabin, which is a street, through this Stav, which is a Carmelis, which is not Rishus Yachid or Rishus Rabin. It's a Carmelis. It has Dindar Abonam. These benches or these kind of steps or these places where the storekeepers would sell their stuff to people, kind of like give them like a taste as they're passing by. So the kasha is like this. Obviously, you're not allowed to go from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim, Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid. What if you pass through a Carmelis on your way? Is that usser or is that fine? So the Tanakhama says Chayiv, and Ben Azai is Poter. And Ben Azai says it is Mutter. excuse me. And the question is like this. Bishlam, I understand Ben Azai's Shita. Ben Azai's Shita is, because what does he hold? Kasavar Mahalech Ka'omei Domi. He holds that if you're walking, it's as if you're standing. Meaning each step is a new Akira and a Hanacha. So therefore, when you took one step out of the Rishus Yochid, then you step through the Carmelis. So just the fact that you're stepping through the Carmelis means that according to Ben Azai, you are walking through the Carmelis. It's as if you're stopping through the Carmelis. So that would be, you'll be, the din is Pater Alval Aser, right? You can't carry through a Carmelis Midrabanan. But you're not going to be Chayiv Midoraisa. It's because you're Ka'omei Dami when you're walking. So therefore, it's as if you rested in the Carmelis, it's a din de Rabbanan. El Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan who don't hold like that, they hold that you're Chayiv when you pass from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban through a Carmelis. It must be that they hold that when a person is walking, it's not as if he's standing, meaning each step is not a new Akira and Hanacha, and therefore the Akira is when he started walking, and the Hanacha is when he stopped walking. So the Gemara says, Hecha eshkechanakai gavna dechayiv. How do they know that in this case you're going to be chayiv? Where do you see that you have a precedent for this halacha, Rashi writes? Where do you have a precedent that going from Rishus Yachid through a Carmelis to Rishus Rabim is going to mean that you're chayiv midoraisa? So the Gemara is going to try and attempt a couple of examples. Amar of Safram or Amir Rabbi Yochanan, Mindi Dehava Amavir Chayfetz Rishus HaRabim. Sorry, that's my phone. One second. Hi, sweetie. I'm just giving Daf Yomi share. Anything important?
I don't know if I should go straight.
I think you should go straight to the grocery store, yeah. Okay, talk to you soon. Okay, sorry about that. Pitfalls of giving a shear in the middle of the day. Okay, so they say, Midi dehavi amavir chayfetz pirishus harabim. It's just like when you're mavir dalad amas pirishus harabim. Right, we know there's a halacha of onsa, that if you walk dalad amas pirishus harabim, so you're going to be chayef. So that's the same thing, because you had an akira, you walked through, right, all the time while you're walking, you're not chayef. And then at the end, when you finish, when you stop, so then you're chayiv, it's the same thing. It's as if you're going from Rishus to Rishus with the Makom Patur in the middle. As Gemara says, and that's what the Gemara says. Hasam lava fogav dekama noki leve ozil, the putter, right, over there, right, while you're walking, the whole time you're walking, you're putter. Kimonachle, and when you put it down, when you stop in the Rishus Rabim, you're chayiv. So achinami, so too, over here, lo shna, it's the same. The halacha is the same. Gemara says, "Mi dami, is that really similar? Those two cases are comparable." Hasam kol hecha demanachle makom chiyavu. Says the Gemara, those two cases are not comparable because if, let's say you're walking 10 amos, yeah? So you pick it up and you walk 6 amos, 7 amos, 8 amos. If you would put it down in a 6th, 7th, or 8th amah, you would be chayiv. Right? Hacha, but over here, Kimonachle Bistav, if you would put it down in the Carmelis, if you put the item down on the stav, on the step outside the store, so Makom Paterhu, that would, you would be put, that's a Makom Ptur. That's not the same case at all. So Gemara says, Ela Midi Davi Amavra Chavitz Mitchilis Dala Dosof Dala. The Gemara says, fine, you're right. The precedent here is when you want exactly four amos. When you started, you picked it up, you want four amos. If you would put it down in those four amos, you'd be putter. When you get to the end of four amos, then you're chayef. That's the same thing as our case. You went from rishus to rishus to the makom ptur in the middle. Right. Hasam, lava vagav di monochle betoch dalad amos putter. If you would put it down within the dalad amos, you'd be putter. So ki monochle besof dalad amos chayef. But when you put it down at the end of the dalad amos, you're chayef. So achinami lo shna. So too over here, it doesn't matter, meaning the same halacha applies. Gemara says again, mi dami, are those cases really simple, comparable? Hasim over there, legabe hai gavra makom pturhu. Yeah, if a guy is walking only dalad amos or rishus rabim, for those four amos, it's a makom ptur for him, but lekuli alma makom chayefu. But for anyone else who's, let's say, already been walking dalad amos, you could put the item down, theoretically, and be chayef. Those four amos are all in a makom chiyuv. But here, everybody agrees that the stav is a makom pater. It's a karmelis. So it's not comparable at all. So we're still trying to figure out a precedent for this case. How could you be? How do you, the chachamim, know that you're going to be chayiv when you pass through a makom pater? Or a karmelis. A makom pater is really, you're completely pater. But okay, anyway, how do you know you're going to be chayiv when you pass through a karmelis? Ela midi dehavi amotzim rishus hayochel rishus harabim derech tzidei rishus harabim. So the comparable case is when you're going from rishus hayochel to rishus harabim through the tzidei rishus harabim. The tzidei rishus harabim are similar to this case of a stav, but did not necessarily have a halacha of a karmelis. It's kind of like the sidewalk. The sidewalk, there's a machlokas as to exactly how to hold of a tzidei rishus harabim, exactly what Ezra the Gemara is going to explain. But basically, it's more chayev than a karmelis, but kind of less chayev than rishus harabim. Right? It's some sort of sidewalk slash side area of the rishus harabim. And the Gemara says, "Hasam lava v'lagav di monochle at tzidei rishus harabim potter." The din is if you would put something on the tzidei rishus harabim, let's say use the sidewalk for an example, so you would be potter. Ki monochle rishus harabim chayev, but if you put it down in the rishus harabim, you'd be chayev. So achinami lo shna so too over here. The halacha is the same. Meaning, it's a very, very comparable case. And Tzidei Rishus Rabim, we'll talk about, when we get to Erevin, I think there's more in the Masechta than Shabbos about Tzidei Rishus Rabim. But basically, you'll see, well, let's see right now. Maskif la Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Hanich la Rabbanan. This all works according to the Rabbanan. The Amri, because they say the Gemara is in Erevin towards the end. The Amri, Tzidei Rishus Rabim, Lav Kirshus Rabim Domi. Because tzidei rishus harabim called the rabbanon are not like the rishus harabim, and anybody takes from rishus yachid and puts it in tzidei rishus harabim, so then you're potter. Right? Potter avalasar, but he's potter. El Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar tzidei rishus harabim, rishus harabim dummy, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the tzidei rishus harabim are like the rishus harabim itself, so my ikla meimar, so your example just went out the window, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, tzidei rishus harabim is rishus harabim mamish. When does Rabbi Eliezer say that Tzidei Rishus Harabim, the sidewalk, is like Rishus Harabim? That's only if there's no chifufe. Chifufe, Rashi writes, are these little poles that separate between the Rishus Harabim to the side. Right? Certainly, we see it's very common in Eretz Yisrael where people will put like metal poles in a place you don't want to park, or perhaps some metal poles that's set aside, let's say, maybe a bus stop from the street. Or the Maisa, I guess nowadays, the sidewalk, which is raised up a little bit, would have the same inyan. But Rabbi Eliezer says that it's considered Rishus Harabim when there's no separation between the Rishus Harabim and, let's say, the sidewalk. But if there is that separation, those poles or whatever, little pegs, whatever it is, so then, mi shmiyasle, then he doesn't hold that it's considered Rishus Harabim, and Hilchach, therefore, Lahad Domya, and therefore, that's the comparison. Meaning, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who doesn't hold that Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim, who does hold that Tzidei Rishus Harabim is like Rishus Harabim, that's only if there are no pegs. But if there are these pegs that offset, or like a raised sidewalk that offset it from the Rishus Harabim, then he would agree to the Chachamim that you would be potter for putting an item down in such a place, and therefore, that's the comparison to our case. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we said before, again, if you remember, that Ben Azi says you're potter. If you go from Rishus HaYachid through a Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim, Ben Azi says you're potter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Modai Ben Azai Bezorik. Ben Azai admits that if you would throw it through a Carmelist, you are a Chayiv. Because Ben Azai's whole Shita is, right, Holech Ka'omedami. But if you would throw it, then there was no. He doesn't hold that Zori Kimunach Tame, that if you're throwing something, it's as if, when it passes through the airspace, it's as if it rested in that airspace, that something will come. I think we see that in Perek, what is it, the 10th Perek or the 11th Perek, Hamatznia maybe? All right, I forget exactly. But Ben Azi would agree that if you threw it through the Carmelis, then you would be Chayiv. Because again, his whole Sfarah is that you're walking, and therefore you're doing a new Akira and an Hanacha when you're walking. But when you throw it, Ben Azai holds that there would not be an Akira Hanacha in the Carmelis, and therefore it's like you're going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Tanya mihachi, amotzi mechanut lepalti derech stav, chayiv, you're chayiv regardless, says the Tanakama, echad amotzi vechad amachnes, echad azorek vechad amoshit, whether you take it out, bring it in, whether you throw, whether you pull, Ben Azai over about motzi machnes poter, moshit azorek chayiv, that if you're going to throw it in, that Bryce does say, like we just said, that Ben Azai agrees that Zorik is Chayiv. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's go. Here we go. Now we're talking about the Dal Rishuyos. We had a couple of blot about Hatzah. Now we're going to get to the... Lamaisa, you could have started the Masechta with this. I think the Rambam starts Hilchos Hatzah with this. This is like the basic overview, right? All these information that you wish you would have had when you learned the first four blot. So here it is. Dal Rishuyos L'Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos. And let's define all of them. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, and Makom Ptur. Now here we go. Ezo hi Rishus HaYachid. What is a Rishus HaYachid? So the klal and the rule is, and it's kedai to really try to burn this into your brain because it'll help you throughout the Masechta. Charetz shehu omek yud v'rochav dalid. Let's say you have a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide. V'chein, so too a gader, a fence, but really it means like a thick fence, a wide stone kind of fence. Shehu gavoa yud v'rochav dalid. It's 10 tfachim tall and Dalid Tvachim wide, Zuri Rishus HaYachid Gemura. This is a complete Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara is going to explain what Gemura has to do with anything. Okay? So 10 by 4 is its own Rishus. Less than that is already not. But 10 by 4 with Mechitzas, well, I guess we'll get to that. Ezohi Rishus HaRabim, what is Rishus HaRabim? Sartia Umfaltia Gdola Umavos Mufusholin. Sartia, Rashi writes, is a highway. A paltia is a street of a city, a big street where people, like a marketplace where people sell stuff. And mavoas mufulashin is a, mufulash means if it's open on both sides. A mavoi is a, I guess, an alleyway technically, but let's say, picture a bigger alleyway, yeah, and open on both sides. Zuhi Rishus Rabin Gemura. That's a Rishus Rabin Gemura. Ein motziyin mir Rishus HaYachid olu Rishus HaRabim. Not allowed to take out of one or the other. Ven machnis mir Rishus HaYachid zu Rishus HaYachid zu. You can't go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Vim hotzi v'hichnis b'shogeg, and if you do this, then b'shogeg, if you did it without realizing it was Aser or without realizing it was Shabbos, right? Very often people think shogeg is accidentally, and it's not true. Ones is accidental. Shogeg is where you're missing some sort of information. So if you do that, you're chayev chatas, you're chayev a korban. The mazid, if you do it on purpose, onesh kares, and if you have edim and asura, viniskel, then you'll get skila in bezdin. Aval yam, but a sea, ubika, in a valley, the starvnis for carmelis. Starvnis is a, Rashi says, right, again, similar to the stav that we had before. Excuse me, this little area in front of the storefront where people sell you stuff, and a Carmelis, and we'll define what that is. So, the Eino Lokrishus Rabin Lokrishus HaYachid, they're neither in scenario, in between situation, Ve'in Nosne Venotin Betocha, you're not allowed to carry in it, V'Nasa V'Nasa Betocha, Potter. And if you do that, then you're Potter, again, Potter Aval Aser, Durabana. Ve'in Motziyam Mitocha Lokrishus Rabin Lokrishus Rabin Betocha, you can't take it from a Carmelis to Rishus Rabin, or the opposite. Same thing with the Rishus HaYachid, being machlisim Rishus HaYachid, the tocha below mitocha l'shem. V'motzi v'ichnis pater, and if you did so, then it is again pater aval osertz and din derabonan. Chatseros shel rabim, let's say you have a courtyard that a lot of houses go into. Umuvos she'enu mufulashin. or an alleyway that is that's a dead end, that's not open on both sides. Irvu, if you make an Eriv, then mutarim. Then you are allowed to carry within them. That's something called Eriv Chatzeros, or an Eriv Stam, that you make by a Mavui. Lo Irvu, but if you didn't make an Eriv, then Asurim, then Asurim. Then you are not allowed to carry in those areas. Adam Omeid Alai Skopa, someone who is standing on the Skopa, again, is also similar to like this little thing outside of the store. Rashi explains, just to see that, where is that Rashi? Right. It's a Makom Ptur, Shehuskar Lamala, that we talked about already. She'enu Chashu Vashus Le'atzma, Lefi She'en Rachav, it's not big enough to be. And Ubatel Eitel Shus Yachid, Eitel Shus Rabi. It's like a step on the edge of a Rashus HaYachid, or some sort of kind of extension of a person's house, like a little, maybe some steps, or maybe a tiny little porch that's not enclosed. Okay, anyway, this, and you'll see there's a machlokas about it exactly. But Adam Omeid Alei Skopa, someone standing, let's say, on the doorstep, or on like a little step outside of the house. No tell me Baal HaBayis, v'nosein lo. He's allowed to give something to the Baal HaBayis, who's inside the house. He's also allowed to take something from the Baal HaBayis. No tell me ani v'notein lo. And also, if an ani is in Rishus HaRabim and gives him something, he's allowed to take it. And he's also allowed to give something to an ani that's in Rishus HaRabim. Ubilvad, as long as shlo yitol mi Baal HaBayis v'notein lo ani
v'notein lo Baal HaBayis.
You're not, as long as you're not asking, acting as the middleman, you're not passing from the ani who's in Rishus HaRabim to Yochin who's in the Rishus HaRabim. What did I say? The ani in Rishus HaRabim and the Baal HaBayis in the Rishus HaYochin. Okay. Right. If him notal, and if he did, so then shlosh tam pturim, they're all potter. If you did so, that's potter aval asur. You're not allowed to pass, again, through a carmelist or through someone who's standing in the middle. Let's see. Achirim is that. I lost my place. I'm holding the baby now. Achirim omrim is skopa mishameshes beiz rishuros. He holds that a doorstep actually goes either way, depending on who you're dealing with, or a scenario regarding the house. Right. Sorry. Okay, baby, take this toy and play and be quiet. Good boy. Okay. Right. When the door is ofnim, then the doorstep is considered, the scope is considered Rishus HaYachid. Pesach no, but if the door is closed, then kolichutz, then it functions, then it's an extension of the Rishus HaRabim. And if it was 10 by 4, then obviously it's Rishus HaYachid in and of itself. Okay. Omar Mar. Mar says, let's analyze the brisa that we just quoted. This is a Rishus HaYachid. We gave examples of Rishus HaYachid, and then this is a Rishus HaYachid. Gemara says, "Lemute mai." What is that excluding? I mean, it seems to imply that this and only this is Rishus HaYachid. So Gemara says, "Lemute had Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda shita the Tanya like within the Rabbisa. Yes, Arkein. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Beis batim b'shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If a person has two, wait. Okay, Rabosa. So my recording got cut off. Just as we are going to, I think we're at the two dots at the bottom of Vav and Aleph. So that's what we'll pick up. We're talking. We had a brisa that was defining Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, and now we're going to go through each part of that brisa. So Amar Mar, Mar says three lines up on Vav and Aleph. Zduhi Rishus HaYachid Lemute Mai. If you remember the brisa had said it gave all these descriptions. Has to be 10 by 4 tefachim. This is, then it made this big declaration, this is Rishus HaYachid. So that seems to imply that it's excluding something else. So the Gemara asks, Lemute Mai, what is this excluding? What is that last statement excluding? So the Gemara says, Lemute Had Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to teach me that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, we don't hold like that. Titani, like we learned in our Brisa, the Tanya. Yeser Al Kain, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Yeshbo Beis Bote Batim. Sorry, I have an apostrophe there. Beis batim b'shnei tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If you have two houses on opposite sides of the street, Baruch Hashem, Yerzecha, the two houses, and they're across the street from each other, Ose lechi mikan, ulechi mikan, o kora mikan, o kora mikan. You can put a heker, you can put a sign. A lechi is up and down, is a vertical piece of wood or some sort of heker or metal or whatever it is, and a kora is horizontal. That's goes across the top. Basically, you can put some sort of marking, like very similar to how we put Eruvim,
At the entrance or the exit of both houses, Venosi Venotin Be'enson, then you can carry through that walkway, even though that crosses Rosh Hasharabim. And Amrulo, the Rabbanim said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Marvin Rosh Hasharabim. There is no such thing as an Erev in Rosh Hasharabim. You can't put anything to be Ma'arev, a public thoroughfare, Bekach. This does not work. Ve'amai, Bekach, and therefore it doesn't work. Ve'amai Korle Gemura, so why does it say Zeu Rosh Hasharabim Gemura? So ma'udatema, because you might have thought ki pligi rabbanan let Rabbi Yehuda de lo havi rishus hayochid. When do the rabbanim say that you can't be ma'arev rishus harabim? You can't turn it into rishus hayochid with this lechi or korah or any sort of eruv type situation. Hanimili letaltel. That's only to carry. They might say that no, it still is in rishus harabim. Aval lizrok, but to throw through that rishus. Module, maybe they would agree that it's Rishus HaYachid, Kamash Malan, that it does not work even for you to turn it into Rishus HaYachid for throwing. Kamash Malan, right. Good. Amar Mar. Mar said, now we go on to Rishus HaRabim. Zuhi Rishus HaRabim. This is a Rishus HaRabim. Lemute Mai. What is it coming to exclude? Right? We gave a couple examples of Rishus HaRabim. What, and then it said, this is Rishus HaRabim. What is that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, Lamute Idach Rabbi Yehuda, another sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tzan, like we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Imhaya Derech Rishus HaRabim, Mifsaktan, Yisalkena Litzdadim. So what's going on over here is that it used to be, obviously we have faucets and plumbing and stuff like that, but it used to be that you used to have to get water from a well or a ditch. So that well is, let's say it's Rishus HaYachid. Well, I said these wells were big, so there certainly were a 10 tvachim by 4 tvachim, or a ditch or whatever, a trough or something like that. And for you to take water from that Rishus HaYachid that's in a Rishus HaRabim, right, let's say you can imagine this is a big highway, yeah, people, let's say, Ole Regel, or whatever, any Rishus HaRabim, and there's a well off in the middle of it. And now, you can't, you want to get water from that well to let your animals drink. So the problem is to take water out of that well, which is in Rishus HaRabim, but it itself is Rishus HaYachid, that would be Hotzah. So what Chazal allowed you to do is to make this type of enclosure. You'd put basically Rashi calls it a dalid, but basically you'd put fork on each of the four corners. You'd put a little kind of like dalid shaped, let's say 10 tefachim high, Dalid-shaped, wall or piece of wood or piece of, plastic nowadays or metal or whatever it is, and you would kind of that's how you would make mechitzos. You would make one amma in one direction, one amma in another direction. If you put those devices or those things on each of the four corners, that would section off the well, and then you could lead your animal into that area. And he could drink from that area, and that would kilu make it Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it wouldn't be taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, because the animal is now inside these mechitos, and he's drinking from the well, he's in Rishus HaYachid. So Rabbi Yehuda says, and that's what this Mishnah says, that if Rishus HaRabim mifsakton, if there were people passing through this mechitza, if the people in the Rishus HaRabim would walk through this area, which you'd sectioned off by these four corners, so then, you need to move the Rishus HaRabim, the pathway, the highway, the thoroughfare, off to the side. Because people walking through these mechitzos, that cancels what you've done. That will invalidate the Rishus HaYachid, and the animal won't be able to drink. And the Chachamim say it's not true. Eino tzorech, you don't need to move the Rishus HaRabim, because people walking through this little guarded-off area, even though there's a lot of open space there, so that does not invalidate the Rishus HaYachid. Ve'amai, Karolei Gemura. Our Bryce is coming to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So why does it say it has to be Rishus HaRabim Gemura? So I did Tana Reisha Gemura, Tana Sefer Gemura, because we're just looking for a parallel in language. Ve'lachshov Nami Midbar. Why doesn't the Bryce count a Midbar? Right, we had a bunch of examples of Rishus HaRabim, and Midbar is not one of them. Yet, Da'ad Tanya, we learned in a different brisa, Ezu Rishus HaRabim, what's Rishus HaRabim? Asartia, Paltia, Gedola, Muvoas, Mufuloshin, those are the three examples we had in the last brisa. V'hamidbar, and the midbar, a desert, is Rishis HaRavim. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Lokasha, Kan Bizman Shei Yisrael Shurin B'midbar, Kan Bizman Azeh. One brisa is when Bnei Yisrael were in the midbar, and one brisa is when there's nobody in the midbar. Which is which? I mean, which is when a midbar is Rishis HaRavim or not? So that's a big machlokes Rishonim. I forget who's on which side, to be totally honest. Trying to just glance at Tosfos really quickly. Right, meaning Tosfos says that, what, let's just use Tosfos because he's on the daf. When is it considered a Shisar Rabim? When all of Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. Then the Midbar was a Shisar Rabim because you had 600,000 people. But when Bnei Yisrael were not in the Midbar, so then it's not considered a Shisar Rabim, and therefore the previous price that we had on Amud Aleph does not list it. Okay. I think the Rambam argues. Pretty sure the Rambam is the one who argues and learns the other way, but okay, fine. Weiter. Omar Mar. Mar says the following. Im hotzi v'hichnes b'shogeg chayev chatas b'mezid onesh kares v'nisko. So, Gemara points out, b'shogeg chayev chatas pshita. Obviously, if you violate, if you do hotzah b'shogeg, you're chayev chatas. Right? It's one of the malachos. Right? If you do a b'shogeg chayev chatas, and you get killed for it if you do it on purpose. Gemara says, "B'mezid onish kares v'niskal tzrichali." Really needed to teach me that if you do it b'mezid, you get kares, and if they're edim and asra, you get skila. So Gemara says, "Hanami pshita." That's also obvious. So Kamash Malan comes to teach us that no, k'derav, like Rav said, "Amar Rav, matzati megillah starim be'Rabbi Chiya." Rav found this little secret megillah in the house of Rabbi Chiya. Rashi writes that basically it was it used to be asur to write down divrei Tarash Baal Peh. But people would take notes. That's what Rashi says. Because Shomim Divrei Yochid Chadashim She'ina Nishnin BeBeis HaMedrash. Right, that when they heard these chidushim, they would write stuff down. So these were kept like little secret megillas. Fascinating. So Rav said he found this one of these secret megillas in the house of Rabbi, in the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Chiya. V'kosav ba, and it said in it, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer Avos Malachos Memches Achas. There are 39 Avos Malachos Ve'inu Chayev El Achas. You're only chayev for one of them. Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? That time we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, in the 7th Perek. Avos Malachos Mem Chazer Achas, there are 39 Malachos, Shabbos, Vavidon Ba, and we understand, Minyan Alamali, what is the point of counting? Because Ramar Yochanan, Sheim Asan Kulam Helam Echa Achas, if you do all of them in one forgetting, we're going to learn that if you forget that it's Shabbos, or if you forget that something is Asr, so you're Chayav Korban, that's called Shogeg. Let's say you forgot it was Shabbos and you did all 39 malachos. And then you remembered it was Shabbos. So you chayav one korban and you chayav a lot of korbanos. So the Gemara says the reason you have 39 malachos is because chayav al kol achas ve'achas. You bring 39 different korbanos. So apparently you see you are chayav for the 39 malachos. Can't tell me you're only chayav for one of them. So Ella, Ema, rather, no. What was written in that sefer? Eino chayav al achas mehem. There are 39 malachos. One of them you're not chayav for. And ha-kamash malan, and the reason our brisa wrote down that you're chayav chatas or kares or skila, ha-mahanach delo misafkan. This is not one of them. Meaning, hotzah is not the one you're pater for. It's not a suffix even. Don't even think that it's a suffix. And you are a chayiv for doing chutzah on Shabbos, either a korban or skila / karis. Okay, Moshe Shkorach Gadol, we'll go weiter tomorrow in the Heilige Shas.